than clearing the clutter inside and out, we are discussing learning styles to clear academic clutter. Do you know your learning style? How can knowing your learning style help you succeed? Would you like to reduce stress by improving the way you study and learn? We continue our month focusing on back to school, so let's clear some clutter by discovering our learning style.
Are you overwhelmed by clutter, looking to organize your life? Do you feel stuck and are ready for a change? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer and coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as she supports you in navigating the waters of decluttering your life and getting organized. Julie thinks outside the box and examines clutter in all areas, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, and more. Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life?
Knowing your learning style is a great tool whether you are a student in school, taking a course for self-improvement, or giving a presentation. We are all unique and no one learns exactly as another. There is no right or wrong way to learn. Try to view your learning styles not as limiting you, but expanding your awareness. Some benefits to knowing how you learn: enables you to succeed in school, reduces the stress and frustration of learning, expand your strategies how to learn, increases self-confidence. If you are doing better, you will feel better. It allows you to take advantage of your natural skills and abilities and gives you insight to strengths and weaknesses. Most of us have a preferred learning, but some learn in all three modes equally. First up, seeing. People who are visual learners respond well to pictures, written words, and demonstrations. They tend to think in pictures and learn best from visual displays, diagrams, illustrations, videos, flip charts, and handouts. They tend to take detailed notes and be good readers. Some ways to help a visual learner include being able to see the teacher's body language and facial expressions, and to avoid visual obstructions. Closing eyes to visualize and remember. Color code and using color. Visual learners do best in passive surroundings free from distraction. I'm a very visual learner, and I would say that's my main modality. When I do podcast interviews and it's just done audibly, that's very challenging for me. I can't see the person because I know I'm always looking for visual clues and expressions. And even if I can't articulate that, I'm processing that at a deeper level. So that's something that's a challenge for me. I also wonder if I would have been aware of this in high school, if I would have done better with languages. I always struggled with languages. And when I was in college, I had to take Spanish and it was my worst grade ever. But if I'd learned maybe from pictures, I might have been able to learn and be able to be bilingual today. Auditory. People learn this way through listening and talking. They like to participate and hear lectures and take part in discussions. They learn by talking things through and listening. They are able to interpret underlying meanings of speech, tone of voice, pitch, speed, etc. Written information has little meaning to them until spoken and heard. They prefer talking to writing when describing something. They also tend to hum or talk to themselves or others when they're bored. Tips to enhance this learning style: reading text aloud and recording. Verbalizing lessons help them remember. Sit where you can hear the best. Make a phone call rather than write an email. Have as little noise as possible so you don't become distracted.
Have you decluttered but still aren't organized? Have you purchased duplicates because you couldn't find what you already owned? Are you tired of spending hours looking for things? Our Organize Your Life classes focus on specific topics and teach you easy to implement organizing tips as well as suggestions on how to clear clutter. Ready to get organized and simplify your life? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com for more information.
Tactile or kinesthetic. These people learn by moving, doing, and touching. They speak with hands and gestures. They like to be hands-on and actively exploring the physical. They have trouble sitting still for long periods when they're young and often become distracted by the need for activity. They can remember what was done, but difficulty remembering what was said or seen. They tend to find reasons to tinker or move when they are bored and are uncomfortable when they lack hands-on experiences. They benefit from physical encouragement, such as a pat on the back. Tips. Moving around and being active while reciting helps them memorize more easily. Be active and take frequent breaks. Activities like cooking help them perceive and learn. Take field trips and do tasks that involve manipulating materials. And sit where you can easily get up and move around. In addition to these three main learning styles, the theory of multiple intelligences was developed in 1983 by Dr. Howard Gardner, professor of education at Harvard University. Dr. Gardner proposes eight different intelligences to account for a broader range of human potential in children and adults. These intelligences are linguistic intelligence, word smart, so teaching with words, reading about a subject. Logical mathematical intelligence, number or reasoning smart, using numbers or logic such as studying formulas. Spatial intelligence, picture smart, using pictures to learn. Bodily kinesthetics intelligence, body smart, examine a graphic chart that illustrates a principle. Musical intelligence, music smart, write a song or find a song that demonstrates a principle. Interpersonal intelligence, people smart, observe the law in the human world. Examine the law in terms of your own body physical experience or a social experience. Intrapersonal intelligence, self-smart, using self-reflection to learn. And naturalist intelligence, nature smart, observing the law in the natural world. I encourage you to do more exploration in the visual, auditory, and kinesthetic areas, as well as Dr. Gardner's theories. The more you know about how you best learn, the easier it will be for you to find success for yourself and when supporting others. Takeaways from today's podcast. Knowing your learning style is a great tool. No one learns the same way, and there is no right or wrong way to learn. Most of us have a preferred learning, but some learn in all three modes: visual, auditory, and kinesthetic equally. Dr. Howard Gardner developed the theory of multiple intelligence and goes into even more depth in ways people learn. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to clear clutter and share your gifts with the world? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. So what step will you take today? Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of our 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter. Julie Caraccio provides coaching, professional organizing and speaking, organizing classes, positive affirmations, and her unique How to Declutter Your Life course. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Subscribe to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out and join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m.